like it is. That's what I'm saying. It ain't nothing but that. It's just like it is. Like a light wind on the lake, leave my rebook, and then I'm gone without a trace. Like a shadow on the wall, try and catch me off the UKJ, that is all, 'cause I'm gone. Last record, there was a mixed reaction about my storytelling. Most of the young people liked it. And then there was some of the people in the business who didn't think it was so. I got a drink on y'all. Didn't think it was so good, but my answer to this is I'm going to tell another story. Well, when I was bowling around, I had me this dog, and her name was Trixie. It was a lady of the night, that dog was. And that dog and me, we hopped trains together, we slept out under bridges and lived rough. She ate what I ate. Now somebody gave me this dog, I didn't want the dog. Someone gave it to me. So we had many adventures and things. And if I can't tell you them all, but I'm going to tell you the one. We was somewhere in some town, and then I don't know what happened, but the police come and they decided to arrest me. Well, that dog was alerted to the police, so it just took off. And this was by San Francisco. We used to call it Frisco then. But I was out, must have been maybe 60 miles away from there. And then, so anyway, that police took me and handcuffed me and took me to jail and or put me in a car and took me to the jail. And the dog was just gone, man. So I was in the joint for 6 months. It wasn't so long. I was in locked up. But my clothes, I was such a bum, they said. They threw all my clothes away when I was locked up. And they give you, the joint clothes. And so the captain come to me and he said, you're going to get out of jail, the day after tomorrow, son. But we have noticed you ain't got no clothes. So what they did, they said they were going to take me out and drive me over to the city and buy me some clothes. I had, you know, I had a little bit of money left. And so they put me in a police car. This is a day before I get out of jail. Then I'm going to come back, and then I'm going to get released. So then they took me over to this store in San Francisco and went in and got me some, what they thought was some clothes. And then we get on the way out, and I open a door, and there's that damn dog sitting there. It's 60 miles away, 6 months later, and the dog is sitting out in front of the store that just kind of looking at me. And I go, man, that my dog. And the captain looked at me and go, what? And he said, yeah, that my dog. This old boy, he took that dog home for me, and they put me back in the jail. And the next day, they let me out of the jail. And so when they let me out of the jail, I had this dog. And it turns out the dog was pregnant. Well, I rented me a place. It was a garage I rented. It didn't have nothing in it. So I had a sleeping bag, and I was sleeping in the garage with this damn dog. And the dog was pregnant, and one night it dropped 12 puppies. So here we are in this garage. I'm sleeping on a sleeping bag on the garage floor, and I got this piece of wood separating me from them dogs. And here's this old girl, Trixie, with her 12 puppies. And we ain't got no money, man. I just go out in the morning and go through the dumpsters and things, and then go play a little bit on the street and get some money. We all eat together, and that damn dog would go away a little while every day, and I just couldn't figure out where she was going. And then I followed her one day, and she was going across the road there to a supermarket in the back, and she'd go there, and a butcher would come out and throw her bones and give her food. She was cheating on me. So anyway, one day she never came home again. And she left me with them. You know, first I thought maybe I had 13 dogs. And I thought, man, that's a blues, man. A 13 dog blues. That's what it was. And then she done left me with them 12 puppies. And I'm going to tell you, then I had the 12 dog blues, y'all. You think I'm lying, but I'm not lying. Yeah, this here little story is from my friend, Joe Quishley.
Thank you.
about your own home and everything you own, yeah. It's spread out all over the lawn, and it's a damn cold thing. And that's why I said ain't no bone at home, there ain't no sugar, there ain't no love. It's all over, my man, that's it.
Yeah.